Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, let's celebrate. This is a big deal for Mo over the last couple of days, right?
Yes, sir. My album will officially be out and available everywhere.
Yay! Look at you.
Thank
you. Your sophomore album.
My sophomore album. Yes, ma'am.
Move over Beyonce. Here we go. Right up the charts, baby.
She decided to release her album the same day as mine, and I'm not moving it. She want to compete, we're going to compete. So I'm actually very excited for the album to be out. One, because I'm excited for everyone to hear it. And two, because I always hate this part of the process. Because the album takes so long to complete. It's so many different challenges that you have to get through. And once it's finally finished, there's still a lot of things that need to be done before you can actually get the music that you've worked so hard on to the people. So this part of just waiting and waiting and waiting is like the worst part. I can't wait for it to just be out already.
So 99% of us have never put an album together and never will. So what is the process? So from the start of you writing songs until it actually gets released, how long is that? And what's the toughest part of that?
So it's different for everybody, I would say. The steps are different. The challenges in each step are different. But typically, to make an album, you usually start with an idea, like a journey or a theme that you almost want your album to follow. For me, it's just moments of my life put into music. That's why I always name them like moments in time or mementos in this case. So once you have your theme that you want to run with, you have to line yourself up with producers who make beats that will not only match your theme, but match you as an artist. So that's like the first step. You find a bunch of producers who are willing to make a bunch of different beats for you. You select the beats you like, and then you make songs based off of those beats. So once you finally get your beats in order, you got to write. Once you write, you go into the studio to record what you've written. Sometimes you like what you wrote, sometimes you don't. It's always one of those, you give or take. You might make 40 songs, but feel like 10 of them will really be good enough for the album. So it's a lot of work. You're making a lot of records. You're taking a lot of different opinions on the records. And then once you finally have like your solid 10 to 20 songs that you usually would want to put on an album, you got to send it in for mastering and engineering. So the people who are better than you at actually making the music sound good and crisp and clear, whether it's in a car or it's in a club or wherever it may be played, you want it to sound as good as it possibly can on all different formats. So you got to wait for that part to be done. And then once that part is finally done, you got to get all of your samples cleared. Oof. So if you use samples from other people's music back in the day, they have to clear that. Once you get that cleared, you got to get everybody's approval on all different platforms for them to even put your music on the platform. And then once you finally have that all done, your album is ready to be released.
I promise I will not be offended, and this is not a loaded question, but is your studio time and your music the thing that gives you the most joy of all the entertainment things that you do?
It's funny you asked me that, because I didn't know. Like, before I started working on this album, I would have said I'm not sure, because they all do such different things. And it's you get a different feeling of joy from it all. But I will say something about this last album, it was a lot more enjoyable than the first. I don't really know why. I think maybe because the first album I was making through pain and heartbreak, and it was kind of just fulfilling that what I was dealing with. Whereas the second album was more like, I just want to have fun. Like, I really just want to make an album that is true to me and is all of my thoughts, but it's fun. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm trying to get through something. I'm just genuinely enjoying it. So the process of making this album is probably the most fun I've had creatively in a long time.
It sounds like the first album was therapy, whereas the second album, you're just able to enjoy yourself.
That's true. I think I was in a better place in my life, and I think you just create different art based upon what you feel, because you have to be true to that. You have to be authentic to your feelings in order to create from within. And this album, I was just in a better place, and I think it was a lot more fun. So Yeah, me in the studio creating this album was a completely different me and probably the most fun I've ever had. And speaking to, ironically, the process of choosing songs, this particular song that I released this weekend on Instagram, which is now technically the first official single of my album, it's ironic because to me it goes to show how much sometimes you have to get out of your own way, which I tend to struggle with. And this song, I didn't even want it on the album, like, at all. I was actually having a full-on debate with everyone that's close to me, my creative process of creating the album, and they all were against me. I'm like, I don't like this song. Sometimes you make a song, and it's been in your mind for months, then it comes out, and you hear it, and everybody else hears it very different than you, because you heard it in your head first, and it doesn't always sound exactly like what you thought it would sound like, but you can't really anticipate how people are going to take to it. So when people started to take to this record so well, I was literally debating them on if I should put it on the album.
So the way that copyrights and trademarks and stuff work now is that we got to be very selective on the music that we play on the radio, because sometimes we can't play it on the podcast if we don't get the artist's approval. So do we have your approval to play it on the radio and on the podcast, and will you sue us?
No, I will not sue.
All right,
I will
hear not. It.
All right, so yes, this is the first single officially from my album Momentos. It's called Black Street Boy, and ironically, it's a song I didn't even want to be out, and it ended up being the single, so enjoy.
Congrats, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Where can people get their hands on the album?
It's called Momentos, and you can get it wherever you download your music.
This is The Bert Show.